Track 9, Dream of Dependency. On the last track, we discussed three possible causes for relapse in addicts. These causes are leaving recovery programs prematurely, dry drunk behavior, and a lack of self-trust. On this track, we will be talking about the dream of dependency and the three reasons addicts have this dream to be dependent. I feel three reasons for the addict's dream of dependency are that their parents led them to believe someone would take care of them as adults, that their parents failed to teach them the skills necessary to take care of themselves, and that they never learned to feel capable of being responsible for themselves. We will also talk about the repetition exercise. I have found that one reason addicts have difficulty recovering fully from their addictions and continually slip or go back to using is that they have been raised to be dependent people. John, age 36, a well-educated, well-respected businessman, has been drinking heavily since his early 20s. After he ran his car off the road into a ditch coming home from a bar one night, he reluctantly decided to start a 12-step program at his wife's insistence. However, John was having problems because, as he put it, "I lack self-determination and self-respect." He stated, "I know I have a problem with alcohol, and I would like to stop drinking, but I still live my life as though someone else was in charge of it." John then admitted that he would not have started a program unless his wife had told him to do so. Does John's following orders, so to speak, from his wife sound like any of your addicted clients? As I mentioned earlier on this track, I have noticed that many addicts have a dream of dependence for three reasons. These reasons are, number one, that when they were children, their parents led them to believe that someone would take care of them as adults. Number two, that their parents failed to teach them the necessary skills to take care of themselves. And number three, that they never learned to feel capable of being responsible for themselves. Let's look at a little more closely at how John exhibits these reasons. The first reason regarding their parents led them to believe that when they were children that someone else would take care of them as adults is something John exhibits quite clearly. As John himself admitted, he would not have considered starting a program unless his wife made him. John stated, "I rely on my wife a lot. She cooks, she cleans, she does what most wives do. She pretty much takes care of me. I feel I couldn't make it on my own." Rick, age 24, fit the bill for the second reason that many addicts have the dream of dependency. Unlike John, Rick was the only child of two alcoholic parents. Rick's childhood and experiences growing up happened in a dysfunctional household. His parents often lacked the skills to take care of themselves and consequently could not teach these skills to Rick. He stated, "I sometimes felt like it was me taking care of them." As you can probably guess, Rick learned to take care of others, but not himself. The third reason that an addict has the dream of dependency is that he or she never learned to feel capable of being responsible for their own actions. Both John's and Rick's inability to take care of themselves also leaves them feeling like they cannot be responsible for themselves. In John's case, because his wife takes care of him, John feels more like she is responsible for him than he could ever be. He stated, "I mean, if she doesn't make dinner, I would starve. It's her job to make sure that I eat." On the other hand, Rick, whose parents failed to teach him the necessary skills to take care of himself, stated, "I don't feel I'm worth taking care of." I suggested the slogan repetition exercise in the group that John and Rick attended. There are five steps to this repetition exercise. To do the repetition exercise, I first had John choose a positive statement about his ability to take care of himself. Because he was beginning the 12 steps, John chose the statement, "I will stay sober today." Second, I had him copy his statement to several note cards. I told John that they could either be decorative or simple, but to do them in a style that would catch his eye. Third, I asked John to place the note cards in places where he would see them, like on his refrigerator, or the bathroom mirror, or next to his bed at home, or even his desk at work. I suggested that he might even attach one to the dashboard of his car and keep one in his wallet. I told him, "This will remind you often of your positive thought that you will make it through the day without drinking." Fourth, I asked John to repeat this statement every time he saw it. I explained to him, "At first, this may create internal agitation, but don't be scared of that. Your old negative way of thinking will be clear, but the agitation means that the positive message is getting in." Again, John looked uneasy as he tried it out in my office. He read from the top note card, "I will stay sober today," but still looked uncomfortable. I told him to just allow the negative thoughts or feelings to pass. I said, "The more you repeat it, the less uncomfortable it will feel." Finally, I told him that once he memorized and internalized his statement, "I will stay sober today," it would be time to choose a new statement. I told John he would simply have to repeat the steps with a new statement. Do you have an addict who, like John, is struggling with recovery because he or she has the dream of dependence? Does he or she have a problem with self-determination and self-respect? Would your John benefit from the slogan repetition exercise? On this track, we have talked about the addict's dream of dependency and its three possible causes. The three causes could be the addict's parents led them to believe that someone else would take care of them as adults, that their parents failed to teach them the skills necessary to take care of themselves, and that they never learned to feel capable of being responsible for themselves. We also discussed the repetition exercise and its five steps. On the next track, we will discuss the addict's three forms of internal resistance to change. The three forms of internal resistance to change we will discuss are the fear of the pain of emotion, the fear of the inability to learn, failure, unworthiness, and the belief that success is impossible. Question 9. What can be three causes for an addict's dream of dependency?